Hello, hello again, faithful friends. Welcome to Tom's Intimate Talk Show. I am back in the comfort of the clouds once more to talk to you about all those problems that everybody has, but no one seems to be talking about. And today we're dealing with something that if they had an Olympic Games for, I'd be a gold medal winner. I, like many others, have gained an awful lot of experience in this field. Yes, today we are discussing the friend zone. I have actually had a lot of people messaging me, emailing, asking to cover this, so let's not wait a moment more. If you have an issue you want me to discuss, please do follow this podcast and on your chosen streaming service, and then I can delve into more personalized topics for you in the future. The friend zone. It's a nasty place to be. How do we get there, and is it possible to escape it? Well, the first thing to know is that where someone places you isn't always a static environment. And despite popular belief, it is totally possible to move in and out of the friend zone. It's often not heard of because people don't realize this, so bear that in mind. There are exceptions, as with anything with this, but you may just find yourself able to move out of it, but that depends on your ability to work within the friend zone. It also depends on how both of the persons involved are open to the idea of romance as well. So I'm going to give you some surefire tips today to know whether or not you are officially forever in the friend zone, or if you're just missing the opportunities to make real change. So, what is it? This thing we all come into contact with at some point in our lives, because there is often some mixed interpretations of it. The friend zone is actually where a person develops a crush or feelings towards their friend, but they feel they won't actually progress into more because they're only seen as a friend in the person's eyes. It's a frustrating problem. It plagues the millennial generation, and I'm sure it's been happening before that too, but it's been made all the easier now and more noticeable and more accessible because of the way the modern world works. Social media doesn't help at all. It's the biggest culprit. It's all about friend-zoning people online. They literally call everyone on your profile a friend. It's subconscious, and it's sometimes that's all it takes to change someone's opinion and put you in that environment. We want more than we are getting. We're giving far more than we take, and thus we are stuck, or at least we feel we are stuck, in the friend zone. The friend zone itself feels like all taken and no given, and the person gets everything they want, but you're still being shortchanged, selling yourself short because you care so much for these people. Let's take an example. Let's say you start talking to a guy or a girl and you think they're just fantastic. They're the best, they're smart, they're funny, hot, and all that business, and you want to progress to beyond friendship. But before you get the chance, you decide to hold back and work on friendship first. A strong foundation's got to be the key, right? That's what you tell yourself. You may even push things in another direction. You might even get closer to what you actually want. You might start holding hands, matching outfits, spending all day together, movie marathons, that sort of thing. Everyone comments on how close you are. All the trademarks are there. But in the process, you're actually cementing yourself into their life as this friend character. Then what happens? They start commenting on other people that they've met or other people they're interested in when you're out together. They meet someone else. They start talking to someone else with no regard for your feelings. And then they're only your friend after all. What should it matter? 9 times out of 10, these friendships will perish when one of you starts seeing someone else. And that's because these foundations that you put so much time into were only because you had these feelings beyond that of friendship. Sometimes you'll be friends with benefits, hooking up and satisfying each other in other ways. But with that, what happens usually, our feelings come for one, but not for the other. And then you get friend-zoned worse because you're being even closer to what you actually wanted, even closer to being together. And that is what it is. So how do we escape this situation? Well, the first thing you need to realize is that with any relationship, friendship, or otherwise, it's all about communication and negotiation. If you want more from the other person, it's because you're giving too much. And what you are really looking for is a more balanced dynamic between the two of you. You see what I mean? So if you are to escape the friend zone, then there are some things you can do. Firstly, be less available and be less interested. What are you being if you're all to give and no take? You're being needy, a needy mess, and people do not like a needy mess. It's a massive turnoff, trust me. Be willing to walk away if you have to. Inside, you may be freaking out about how much you don't want to leave, but at the very least, appear to be cool with it. a lot of it is smoke and mirrors at the early stages, and that's what you got to do. You're selling yourself and you're making yourself available, but available on your own terms. And to be honest, there's no reason not to be cool about it, right? Take back your interest. It will be noticeable by its absence, trust me. Being less available, making yourself scarce, telling them you're spending some time away with a friend, not my friend, a friend. It's a very important way of saying that. You must make it's very important you say that the right way. A friend adds an element of mystery that will cause them to ask why you phrased it like that. A friend isn't a possession. My friend, that's branded, that's a role given, that is your friend, that is their role in your life. But a friend isn't my friend, because they could still be my romantic interest or otherwise. They haven't been assigned a role yet. It's all subconscious, and what you say can trigger the response that you desire. In a previous episode, I talked about scarcity versus abundance in respect to having options available and talking to lots of people, and this does apply here, but it also applies in a different way. You can become scarce and make them miss you. They won't know what they had till it's gone. It's a classic, right? Abundance makes you complacent. That it is something in full supply. However, scarcity, as in scarcity of attention, of affection, will make them crave and cherish and want what little they have. It will make them miss you, ultimately. Competition. People hate it when they feel they're competing, right? It's the worst feeling. Even if they don't want it at first, it's in our DNA. Let me give you an example. Imagine you're visiting a family member with a young child. The child has loads of toys in their playpen and is not really interested in that ball in the corner of the playpen. But what happens as soon as you start playing with that ball? Suddenly there's a lot more interest in what that ball is, and they want it, and they want to play with that ball all of a sudden. It's that. It's embedded in us from a young, innocent age. We want what we can't have. It's nature's way. It's a survival instinct. We want what is desired by others. You can always use this natural instinct to your advantage, or you can fall victim to it. I'm not saying you'll win every time, but it's worth a shot, right? And in reaching out to others, you may find someone better than the person you're doing all this for in the first place. What I'm saying is, by talking to the object of your desires about someone else you're interested in, talking about the great time you've had, not necessarily telling them you're in the dating stages yet, that would probably be a little bit counter to what you're trying to do, but tell them if you feel really special around a friend. See what I did there? A friend again. It will plant a seed of thought, or at least in the object of your desire's head, and drive them a little bit crazy, which is kind of the desired response, because they've convinced themselves you're just a friend. So these feelings of jealousy will trigger them to question why. Why do they feel that way? Why does it bother them? Another thing you should do is be rewarding. Now, if you've got to be careful, because too much of this will make you sound manipulative. But when they behave how you desire, and rewarding that behavior, and suddenly, oh look, you're on your way to that equal back and forth, because you're only giving what you're taking, and they're only taking what you're giving. In the end, it's important to just be honest and communicate, and there is no way around it. If you're confused, it's best just to ask the question. However, do not force it. If it's not happening, it's not meant to be. There is a greater plan that needs it not to be. Remember, maybe as you do your 10 minutes of daily meditation, the world is as it should be, and the universe and its plan will figure itself out, and everything happens for a reason. And this has only set you up to be in the right place for the next wonderful person and the next lesson to come your way. It will all work out. Even when bad things happen, it's setting us up on a path in the grand scheme of things. It will all be all right. And finally, if it's not changing anything, if you're settling down with someone else or they're just not into you, it's not their fault. You just need to move on. If they don't appreciate you and everything you're offering, then you don't need them. If you need to take some time away, it may seem like you're being harsh, but you're not. If they're really your friend, they will understand that you step away and you need to step away, and you really can't get over it without seeing their face in their little avatar on Instagram, that little circle, then you can block them. Explain it to them, do it temporarily, explain you will be back, but don't back down until you're ready and you've moved into a position where you're comfortable to do so. Take some time to grieve and move on, and one day you'll find yourself in a situation where you can talk again, and you re-add them, and it's stronger for it. I've done that a few times myself. You'll be called childish, you'll be called immature by certain people, but looking after yourself and your own emotions and your own well-being trumps everything else. It's the most mature thing you can do. So look after yourselves. I am for this topic out of time. Thank you for listening. Do follow us for more. And until next time, be good, be kind, and keep moving forward. The friend zone is not a static environment. Goodbye.